英语大赢家，走遍世界都不怕。Winners English, win the world.
Hello, good morning, everybody. 这里是中央人民广播电台经济之声。现在为您播出的是英语大赢家。我是江涛老师。先来回顾一下昨天的所学习的内容哈。To review what we have learned yesterday, right? Okay, 在昨天呢妈妈呀教 Daniel 游泳是吧How to breathe in and breathe out, right? How to kick your legs, right? 如何踢腿儿是吧不太顺利。可是在妈妈的鼓励下呢这个 Daniel 呢终于有了进步 right? 好那么接下来进入我们今天的学习新内容。今天为大家准备的话题呢是围绕着这个 swimming 的 topic 4, 话题4, 游泳竞技 swimming events。那么相信啊大家都对这个水上运动啊有初步的了解是不是水上运动呢包括我们熟悉的这个游泳啊跳水啊划船呢、是不是尤其这个美国这菲尔普斯一下子拿了那么多金牌在这次奥运会当中 right? 这个很有看头这个游泳竞技。可是呀这个您知道这个游泳作为一种竞技运动它到底是从什么时候这个开始的呢是吧这个 swimming events, 这个游泳竞技这种事件是吧它的历史和发展是怎么样的一种情况呢一同来听一听咱们今天的 topic 4, swimming events.
Topic 4, swimming events. The history of man's involvement with water sports stretches back before history was written down.It is a history of the development of technology as well as human physical achievement. Man first took to water in boats that sailed around the world with nothing but the stars to guide them. The seas and rivers were a mystery to be feared, for lurked unknown creatures and death by drowning. Few actually ventured into the water. This changed as time went on. As a sport, however,Water sports such as swimming, diving, and water polo are new, comparatively, to those on land. Perhaps the oldest one is rowing in a rowboat. This is seen in modern games, such as competitions between rowing clubs in British and American universities. Olympic water sports began with swimming, but did not end there.Olympic swimming began in the same year that the modern Olympic Games began in 1896. Yet, swimming as a sport can be traced at least back to the 16th century. The different kinds of water sports, such as diving or water skiing, came much later. Diving is especially important for China, as many Chinese divers are the best in the world. Water games for fun,are also a part of everyday life. If people live around water that they can swim or play in, these will be integrated into the culture. Many cultures have a tradition of water sports. While it is still an element that is dangerous, and with which we wish to measure our courage, water is no longer a thing of mystery. It has become a medium through which we can enjoy our lives.
您看呢在咱们今天的课文当中啊就说到了是吧人类参与这个水上运动可以追溯到很多年以前是吧这个参与是吧参与水上运动有人的时候是吧他就肯定会游泳 right? 应该这么来说是不是人类从诞生的第一天他应该就是和水结下了这个不解之缘 right? 这个当然这个地方呢是说的把这个水上运动是吧人类呢开始参与水上运动呢是追溯到很多年可是这个水上运动相对于陆地运动来讲还是新鲜的是吧最古老的水上运动是划船游泳是吧游泳呢作为一种竞技运动呢追溯到can date back 可以追溯到16世纪而跳水运动呢则晚得多现在很多是为了娱乐的这个水上运动呢成为了这个在 这个夏天人们日常生活的重要的组成部分，是吧？水上乐园啦，是吧？水上公园啦，等等等等。那么咱们呢，就这个知识啊，就讲到这个地方哈，在咱们的这个课文教材当中呢，都会有到。那么下面呢，来重点讲讲咱们今天的一些重点的单词和词组的 first one again venture。Venture 这个单词咱们以前学过，意思呢是冒险的意思哈 啊这个在讲到这个公司也可以用这个单词 venture， right 啊，咱们前面学过，在讲到办公室的时候，讲到这个合资企业啊、联营企业的时候，这个 venture 呢我们曾经学过。当然在这个地方呢，在咱们今天的课文当中啊，使用的是它的本意啊， few actually ventured into the water 啊，说这个啊，这个以前啊，最开始的时候，很少有人呢、啊、敢真正的冒险下水 ，right？OK，、okay, few actually ventured into the water。那么在这个地方 ，venture 是一个动词啊，本意是冒险、大胆行事，是吧 ？venture 啊，所以呢，在咱们今天课文当中呢，它是啊说过去，所以呢加上 ed 了，是吧 ？Few actually ventured into the water， right？Venture 冒险的意思啊，就着这个本意啊，哎，咱们啊造两个句子，哎，我说这个他呀，这个刚来的这个家伙大胆的提出了意见 ，venture an opinion 啊 ，an opinion 意见 ，venture 呢啊冒险，冒险提个意见是吧？冒险被人家指责说你没有经验是吧？你没有这个话语权，可是他还是说了冒着这个风险 ，venture an opinion， 现在啊。这个没人敢跟他讲话啊，一讲话他就发狂，是吧？啊，这怎么说呢？啊，咱们为了造这个句子哈、啊，咱们要模拟一种情境啊，没人敢跟他讲话。No one ventured to speak to him, right? No one ventured to speak to him 啊，没人敢跟他讲话啊，不愿意冒这个风险。No one ventured to speak to him. I venture that you are wrong.什么意思？这句话说 ，I venture， 我冒个险，干嘛呢？后面加从句了，说我冒险说，哎，注意 venture， 它有冒险说、冒险做加从句啊。I venture that you are wrong， 我冒险说一句，我冒昧的说一句，哎，你错了，是吧？我冒着被你指责的危险，是吧？我冒着被你说我不够朋友的危险 ，right？ 哎，你错了。I venture that you are wrong，right？ 哎，动词 venture， 冒险、大胆行事。当然，它可以做名词啊，指这个冒险的事业或者冒险的活动。那正因为这样呢，它还有这个公司的意思 ，right？ 因为做公司就会有风险呢 啊。当然，还是回到它的本意哈，冒险的事业或者活动。你比如说 ，They were the astronauts。On the first venture to the moon， 哎，他们是这个宇航员是吧？他们是这个宇航员 ，They were the astronauts 啊。On the first， 他们是这个宇航员，什么宇航员呢 ？On the first venture， 他们是头一次冒险去哪儿呢 ？To the moon， 哎，他们是头一次。登月球是吧？登月探险的宇航员啊 ，venture 还可以做名词，也是冒险的意思 ，right？ 合资公司是吧？啊 ，joint venture 啊是吧？商业投机活动就是 venture， 因为它有这个风险，所以呢啊，这就是公司 ，right？ 合资公司啊，这个公司那个公司，哎 ，venture。Okay， now let's have a look at the second keyword， 第二个重点单词 trace。意思是啊，追溯啊，追踪。在咱们今天的课文当中啊，有这样一句话说 ：Yes, swimming as a sport can be traced at least back to the 16th century. 作为一项体育竞技运动哈、啊，游泳至少可以追溯到16世纪。这个地方 trace 啊 ，can be traced at least back to the 16th century.那么 trace 这里动词意思是追踪、回溯、描绘的意思。trace，I can't trace that letter you sent me， 什么意思呀？呀，我查不到你寄给我的那封信，是吧？啊，你说你寄了两星期之前给我寄了封信，可是我到邮局找也找不着，我到学校的这个啊收发室也没找着，我问了班长也没找着，各种各样的线索都没找着。I can't trace， 我追踪不了了，我追踪不下去了。I can't trace that letter you sent me， right？ 啊，定语从句，你寄给我的那封信。I can't trace that letter you sent me， right？ 啊，起火的原因啊啊是可能是这个保险丝盒里头啊啊这个保险丝短路了，怎么说呢 ？The cause of the fire 啊这个起火的原因 was traced to 啊被追踪到哪里呢 ？To a faulty fuse box。什么意思啊？保险盒中的这个短路 ，right？ 哎，短路了的这个保险丝盒 ，right？Was traced be traced to 就是被追踪到哪里去，是不是 ？He likes to trace the origins of all the things。什么意思啊？什么事儿他都喜欢推本溯源 ，right？ 啊，刨根问底儿，是吧 ？He likes to trace the origins of everything，right？ 啊 ，trace the origin， 啊，追踪这个本源 ，right？trace。好，那么下面呢，看一看重点词组今天的 no longer 什么意思？再也不是了，不再是了 ，no longer。你看今天的课文当中有这样一句话说。While it's still an element that is dangerous and with which we wish to measure our courage, water is no longer a thing of mystery. 啊，这个尽管它仍然是个危险因素，而且呢，我们可以用它来衡量自己的勇气。可是啊，水啊，已经不再是一个神秘的事物了，是吧？这句话 ，no longer， 在这个地方说 ，water is no longer a thing of mystery， is no longer 啊，再也不是，不再是一个神秘的事物了。这个 no longer 的意思就是不再是啊，表示时间是吧？这种状态啊，不再延续了，啊。他不再是老师了是吧 He was no longer a teacher 啊，他干嘛呢他竞选总统去了是不是啊，他不当老师了他说 These conditions no longer obtain 啊，这些条件呢已经不复存在了啊，随着他走是吧、啊、已经不存在了是不是嗯 No longer He no longer indulge himself in smoking 他再也不过度吸烟了 Indulged himself啊，过度的沉溺于是吧 ？He no longer indulged himself in smoking. 他再也不这个过度吸烟了 ，right? No longer, right? No longer. 这是一个词组，意思是再也不了，不再怎么样了。好，我们下面呢来总结一下这个功能性句型哈，关于这个游泳竞技的这个功能性句型。那刚结束这个奥运会啊，如果咱们和外国朋友聊一聊是吧？哎。聊到这个游泳竞技要聊到这个水上运动竞技的时候这些功能性句型一定要闪现在你的脑中啊第一句话作为一项运动水上运动相对于陆上运动来讲的话都是新鲜的比如说游泳跳水和水球这句话怎么说呢 as a sport however water sports such as swimming diving and water polo are new comparatively to those on land哎，这个地方哈、啊，这个很新鲜 ，are new。相比谁呢？相比那些在陆地上的那些运动 ，comparatively to those on land。好，下面看第二个功能性句型哈、啊。这个游泳啊，作为一项这个体育竞技，是从什么时候开始的呢？这句话 ，Yet swimming as a sport can be traced at least back to the 16th century。游泳啊，作为一项体育竞技运动，至少可以追溯到16世纪 ，right？ 啊、，swimming as a sport can be traced at least back to the 16th century，right？Can be traced back at least， 至少可以追溯到16世纪。好，那么下面呢，看一看第三个功能性句型哈。很久以前，这个河流和海洋一直是令人生畏，因为那里啊有很多不为人知的生物，是吧？可是现在啊，水已经不再神秘了，是不是？水已经成为一种媒介，一种介质，通过它呢，我们可以享受生活，是不是？哎，这句话怎么说呢？第三个 functional sentence， Water is no longer a thing of mystery.It has become a medium through which we can enjoy our lives. 水上运动啊，水疗中心啊，是不是？通过水这种媒介呢，我们就可以享受生活 ，right? It has become a medium through which we can enjoy our lives. 那好，喝口水，哎，再听一遍咱们的这个录音哈。通过水 ，enjoy today's our lesson. Okay, now let's check it out.
The history of man's involvement with water sports stretches back before history was written down. It is a history of the development of technology as well as human physical achievement. Man first took to water in boats that sailed around the world with nothing but the stars to guide them. The seas and rivers were a mystery to be feared, for lurked unknown creatures and death by drowning. Few actually ventured into the water. This changed as time went on. As a sport, however, water sports such as swimming, diving, and water polo are new, comparatively, to those on land. Perhaps the oldest one is rowing in a rowboat. This is seen in modern games, such as competitions between rowing clubs in British and American universities. Olympic water sports began with swimming, but did not end there. Olympic swimming began in the same year that the modern Olympic Games began in 1896. Yet, swimming as a sport can be traced at least back to the 16th century. The different kinds of water sports, such as diving or water skiing, came much later. Diving is especially important for China, as many Chinese divers are the best in the world. Water games, for fun, are also a part of everyday life. If people live around water that they can swim or play in, these will be integrated into the culture. Many cultures have a tradition of water sports. While it is still an element that is dangerous, and with which we wish to measure our courage, water is no longer a thing of mystery. It has become a medium through which we can enjoy our lives.
Welcome back to Winners English. This is Oscar. 欢迎大家回到英语大赢家。我是江涛老师。您现在收听的是中央人民广播电台经济之声英语大赢家。那今天呢，我们的特别的任务啊，就是继续的来学习语法当中的一个啊，相对来讲啊，复杂高深一点的东西，实际上也很简单哈，虚拟语气。那今天咱们这个小节呢，就是看一看它在宾语从句当中啊应该怎么使用。那当然呢，主要是两大句型是吧，一个呢是 I wish right I wish 句型 I wish I could 啊，这种情况宾语从句要加虚拟语气。第二种情况就是 suggest demand ask。那在 suggest demand 后面的宾语从句当中使用的虚拟语气，它的格式啊是和第一种是不一样的。I wish 后面一般呢啊是加过去时 right 或者过去完成时，可是呢 suggest 这种表示建议、要求、起始、启动的这样的啊一些这个动词后面加的宾语从句呢，后面这个虚拟语气啊，它的形式不一样，哎，它是用 should do 省略 should 的形式，而直接宾语从句的主语加上宾语从句当中谓语动词的这个原型啊，是省略。略了谓语动词 should 的这种形式 right、哎、好好看一看咱们教材当中的啊这个几个例句，相信呢啊对于大家来讲咱们拆开讲的话啊是非常简单的。好，今天的节目就到这个地方，明天同一时间同一频率，江涛老师和您不见不散。